Tuition at public colleges and universities is way up. In many states, the increases may be the steepest in 30 years. Students are having to borrow more money to stay in school. Many are postponing college, and some have decided to drop out. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports.
Every state has either frozen or slashed funding for higher education in the last 2 years, and schools in at least 38 states have responded by raising tuition. 40% in Arizona, 30% in California, New York and Oklahoma 25%, and several states nearly 20%. Dallas Martin is with the National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators. He says the problem is really serious.
The major thing that is driving the costs of many of these institutions, and particularly public institutions across the country, is the reduction in state support. And so when those subsidies go down, the only alternative that most institutions have is to increase tuition and fees.
Martin says another round of state cuts would put most public colleges and universities in the worst fiscal crisis since the mid-1970s. For students like Alyssa Mobley, higher tuition has forced her to drop out of college for at least a semester.
Basically, I just needed to stop going to school for a while just so I can go to work and to make money so that I can pay tuition as well as have, you know, housing and whatnot.
Mobley is five classes shy of her bachelor's degree in English at Wayne State University in Detroit, where in-state tuition has shot up 20% in the last 2 years. Tuition this fall is $5,600.
I've known a lot of students that have just said, you know, this is it, and they never go back to education. You have to believe that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mobley could have taken out another loan, but she refuses to go deeper into debt. Wayne State University says it has done everything it can to cut its costs in order to keep tuition down. It's laid off people, cut services, and imposed a hiring freeze, and soon it may have to eliminate courses and academic support services like tutoring, the very programs that students like Mobley rely on. For low-income students, this year the situation is especially bleak, says Sandy Baum, professor of economics at Skidmore College.
Yes, it's absolutely true that the vulnerable students are those who really have very limited financial resources and can't come up with the tuition money, and also those for whom going to college is not the norm.
The wide coverage of tuition increases, on the other hand, says Baum, is scaring students unnecessarily.
Instead of just reading the headlines about what the percentage increases are, everyone should think about what kind of tuition they're paying and how much the dollar increase actually is.
In most cases, it means a few hundred dollars, says Baum. The good news in an otherwise dismal situation is that there is money for college out there, almost $30 billion in government and school grants, and over $70 billion in loans, mostly from banks. Baum says students are graduating from four-year colleges these days with an average debt of $18,000.
That sounds like a lot of money, but for most college graduates, that's not anywhere close to being unmanageable debt. They tend to graduate and go out and borrow that much again to buy cars. And their earnings are significantly higher with a college degree than they would have been if they hadn't gone to college.
Which is why Alyssa Mobley says she plans to be back at Wayne State University this winter.
I only have a few more classes and I'm done. I mean, I could have given up a long time ago like a lot of other people have, but it took me a while to get into a field that I like. At least I'll know that I've accomplished something, and that's really important for me.
Analysts say college tuition will continue to go up significantly for at least the next 2 years, especially at public colleges. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.